When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High. Hello, hello, you are listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey, I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Thank you all for listening. You know, I've gotten such great feedback from pretty much the entire school and, like, even some droplets outside of the school community, which is great because, like, as I've said before, the world will take notice of Hampton High. The world will take notice of the school Rockville Prep, thanks to me. And the world will, like, pay attention to a school that has done so much to create an amazing environment for its students and staff. And as I've said, all the above, you know? And that makes me feel really good. But you know what does not make me feel good? Something that scares me a little bit, as I'm sure it scares a lot of you guys. College. All right. Like, we've talked about it before with people on on the pod, not on stage, though that would be terrifying if I talked about college on stage. I would probably cry, I guess, because, like, I know what I want, and I know it's sometimes hard for me to communicate how much I want what I want, for sure. But the point is, it's hard to talk about college for anyone, not just me, you know? And I get good grades. So what I've decided to do today is that I've brought on the college counselor, Mr. Junie, here. And we were just going to, coming towards the end of my junior year, it might as well be a good time to start talking about college and, like, just to sort of show everyone that, like, it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be daunting. It is daunting for sure. And it's, like, changes the course of your life. But I wanted to give everyone the opportunity to just, like, chill out and, like, learn about getting into college in an accessible, fun way. And since you are already listening to the pod, I thought we might do it here. So, you know him, you love him. This is Mr. Junie.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Hampton, what's up?
Not much. Thank you so much for doing this. It's really cool of you.
Oh, of course. No, this is really cool of you. I've never done a podcast before, so I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay. I mean, you know, I had never done one before. Do you listen to podcasts, or do you?
I listen to yours.
Oh, thank you. Whoa.
Gotta stay informed.
Yeah.
Stay informed.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that a lot. And it's very cool of you, you know, it always is a huge risk for anyone to have their voice live in something, you know?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like, so I thank you for that.
No, when you were assigned to me to be for next year, I was like, let me get to know this kid.
Yeah.
Let me see what he's about. And let me just say, I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Because, like, you also talked to my brother, Davey, right?
Yeah, Davey.
I know.
You know what? We loved having him in the halls, but let's just say I didn't love having him in my office.
I literally understand what you're saying. So.
You know, Davey, he's your brother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, I
felt like my son by the end of the year.
Yeah,
you
he's
know?
Very good at making people look out for him, for sure.
Yeah, how is Davey?
He's doing good.
How's Dad?
Dad is, you know, he is, like, working hard, and I love that for him because his work has created the life which supports me. And so for that, I will always be grateful.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah. So family's going well. You're going well. Well, I was thinking.
I'm going well. Yeah. I am going really well.
Sorry, was that a bad way to put it?
No, I love that. I love that. You're so unique.
Okay, thanks.
Make sure that comes across in your application.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe this is my first talking point. A lot of kids, they come into my office and they have these very, very bland sort of, you know, applications. And then there's a vibrant student in front of me. So I love that about you.
Thanks.
You are a pioneer.
Stop, Mr. Jenny. Okay.
I'm just looking at the file.
Okay, cool. Well, great. Well, so just so everyone knows, what we were thinking was like us to sort of just do a normal session that would happen in your office, you know, maybe, you know, a bit, obviously for the pod, they're not going to do everything we do, but just sort of,
this is like a little peek behind, you know, the office door of what happens in the college counseling office. So I know that there's a lot of myths out there. There are a lot of, you know, misinformation about what actually happens in the college counseling office, but Rockville Prep, you are in great hands, okay? We have a 98% admissions rate.
That's true.
Almost all of our students go to a college, and a college of their choice. Yeah. So the odds are really great.
To be fair, like I don't even think Davey chose. I don't think he wanted to go to a college, so I guess he did go to the college of his choice, not one. Sorry.
Davey, I will say this. that Davey, I think that the environment of college, it's more than just the classes. There's
also a
large community aspect.
Yeah.
You know, Davey thrived. I'll counsel you.
For sure.
Sorry,
for sure.
I'm insane.
No.
I know.
I brought it up. So like, yeah.
I also, you know, it's old college counselor. You know, it's old college counselor. You know, Id. You know, I'm always thinking about my past students.
For sure.
You know
I'm sure that makes.
And when you graduate, Hampton, I'm going to be thinking about you too. I'm going to be on some sophomores podcast because they're going to want a podcast after you.
No.
And I'm going to be just talking about Hampton.
Okay.
And where you want to go to college. So that's probably the first question I would ask you when you come into my office. Where do you see yourself?
Georgetown. Definitely Georgetown. I want to stick close to home. Georgetown is like where I want to be.
Go Hoyas.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's where I want to be physically. It's where I want to be culturally. I want to, and if not, and obviously that's like a good school. So I want to go there. If not there, I was thinking like George Washington or maybe even AU.
Okay, good. Those are some nice safety schools. Georgetown is what we would call a reach.
Okay.
You have a pretty good GPA and you're really well set up here with extracurriculars too.
Yeah.
Georgetown, very what we would call elite.
You know? For sure.
So, yeah, and that's great.
Do
you want to add anything else to the list? So we have Georgetown and then we have AU and that's American.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And George Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Got your Georges.
Yeah.
Well, DC is built on Georges.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, it's true. The George Washington is the very first president of the United States. So like that is like obviously
important to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remains important to us.
For sure. And like, you know, I'm proud to be in, you know, the capital.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
of the country. So.
Yeah, I'm proud to live about 26 minutes away from the capital.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we all live 26 minutes away.
Exactly.
You know, honestly, who lives in D.C.?
Well, not me. I would want me one day, but and also with the metro, with the metro where it is, maybe 40 minutes away if we're going to do it on metro. But yeah, I guess.
You're so funny.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Thank you, Mr. Juni, not man.
It's cool. That's
okay.
Cool.
Okay. I guess other, besides those three, I don't know. I guess I'd have to put Maryland in there just because that's nearby
state school. It's good to have a state school. Your dad makes pretty good money, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I probably won't need
to. Yeah, you're fine talking about all this on the pod, right?
Yeah.
I learned that. Got some podcast language.
Yeah.
No, on the pod.
Yeah, that's the pod. I'm grateful for the opportunities he has given me and the lifestyle that his work supports. A state school could work, that would be great.
We love.
Yeah. We love. Now I'm learning language from you.
I know. I picked all this up. I just stay on Instagram stories. So this is some teacher. In order to stay in touch with the kids and know which emojis they're using, I just go on Instagram app and I do hashtag lit. And I click that and I see all sorts of fun stuff.
Whoa.
And so I just appropriate that language right on up. And I use it in my sessions to connect, to you.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. I'm we're always learning, and that's what I represent as a college counselor.
Can we just break away from the just to break away for a quick second, parentheses around, this is, I guess, parentheses conversation. Parentheses around this next part.
Parenthetical. Let's have a parenthetical.
Yes, because I want to go back to the college stuff. But that is very interesting because you are talking to a bunch of high schoolers, teenagers, and so the language you're using, you have already made me feel very, very comfortable, you know what I mean? And now it's interesting that you say that is something that you have taken active, you've worked on that, and you've researched for that. So I guess, how do you see a person, an adult who communicates with a teenager, separate from a teacher because they're, teaching us, but you are trying to... what I'm trying to ask is you as an adult, when you talk to a teenager, what goes through your head?
A lot of fear.
Huh.
Working at a high school,
the
one that I graduated from, it's kind of gives me a little bit of the PTSD. You know what I mean?
To Rockville Prep?
I went to Rockville Prep, and let's just say kids back then were not politically correct. We had none of this. There was no Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
There was none of this. And so I think that the culture around here, it's become really, really lovely and really awesome. And because I went here, I went to Georgetown. I'm a Hoya, so I want you to go there. And I know it's great in one way, but also
there's
a lot of fear,
Yeah.
Because, we're all just trying our best.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but I don't want to make this about me.
Sure.
When you talk to your peers, how do you feel?
In control. Yeah. I mean, I feel I'm, before I started doing the podcast, I was and I don't think this is a conceited thing to say, I think this is a factual thing to say. I think I was held with high regard by a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And so...
I'd say so.
And the reason I started the podcast, I knew I had a lot of friends. I knew I could communicate a lot of people from different social worlds in the school. And so I do feel like when I'm talking to people, I don't feel a lot of... insecure. I feel very just in control. I feel very in control. And the control doesn't mean that I'm not listening or hearing when I've made mistakes.
Yeah, it's just that's where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, I don't think of myself as a timid person for sure. I don't think you can be a timid person if you're trying,
Okay, all right. So if you wanted to give me three words to describe you at this moment in this school, and I'm just going to send these three words to Georgetown or to American. What would those three words be?
Powerful, influential, and bold.
Wow. Wow.
that just came out.
Wow. Oh my God. You know what? I hate to bring Davey back up.
Sure.
Where is he? He did the gap year. He did the gap year?
Yeah, I mean, he's around.
Are you talking to him? Sorry. I think if I whisper, I still won't be on the podcast.
No, they'll pick it up.
I was so silly.
No, okay. I talked to him. I talked to him. He's around. He's doing good.
I think that it would be really important for you to talk with him about the importance of education, because I just think that he could learn a lot from you. And I know that you're helping out this entire community with this podcast. And
yeah.
We love that.
Thank you.
And you have so much more light to share.
Thank you. Maybe I'll get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod.
Okay.
Get him on the pod.
Okay. Okay.
Get him on the pod. I think that'll be good.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm going to listen to that. I listen every week, and I cannot wait. That, you know what? That might be a really great essay topic.
The pod?
Yes.
I was thinking for an essay, I was actually thinking about talking about lacrosse, because like I do think talking about like teamwork is like a really, and like talking about like, you know, being, I just think teamwork and like success and like working towards a goal, I was thinking that would be a better, that's what I was thinking about the essay. But the way you're looking at me, that maybe that's not the case.
I think that lacrosse at this point is a lot less specific.
Okay.
Than the specificity of inspiring your brother, whom we love.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Cool. What'd you write yours about?
Lacrosse.
No way.
It was a different time, though. No. I know. Okay, so I was a goalie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Nice. I know, because I was fat, so I couldn't run up and down the field.
Oh.
So I would just sit inside of the crease. And me, I'm a huge movie buff. So I would just sit inside of the crease, which is the circle, as we know. If you're from Maryland, you know lacrosse. And you know.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, long stick or short stick?
I'm a defender, so I do long stick.
Oh, you do long stick? Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, so like for a camp, I would do like long stick midi, but like, you know, ultimately for gameplay I had to be inside of the goal. Anyway, I'm inside of the goal and a ball comes at me. And you know those rubber balls are the velocity of it.
Yeah, very fast.
Cracks my helmet.
No way.
Yep, I pass out on the field. Great essay topic though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because more than teamwork is overcoming tragedy, near death experience, and like a true dramatic narrative in there. So you really want a true dramatic narrative, and I see like a clear act one, act two, and act three about, you know, the whole Davey idea.
Yeah, but you know, maybe
and
I'll...
also throw in your dad.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think you talk about that enough, and I know I'm just a college counselor, but hey, I'm still a counselor.
For sure.
You smiled.
I mean, yes. That's stuff I want to, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And, it, you know, it's...
Yeah, totes.
Yes.
Hashtag lit.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, that's probably the stuff I should do. But, you know, right now there's so many more interesting people than my dumb family, you know? And
oh,
like,
my God.
Because
I do have an alternative. Just go with me here.
Okay.
I know you want to stay nearby.
For sure.
I know you want to, you know, go to the Capitol, you know, just like do the whole, I played lacrosse in high school. I went to, you know, these really awesome schools in DC, but
yeah.
I actually see something different for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been listening to the pod.
Thank you.
And I see a star, and I don't know if you've ever thought about this. I think you should forgo the district and head to the big city. Have you thought about trying out New York?
New York City?
Yeah. We are in a podcast boom right now. There is a comedy boom.
Yeah.
I can get you into a lot of great rooms, and all I would need is about 20%.
Of
your podcast earnings, appearance fees, etc.
okay. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't really make money on this, and, like, it's not really a comedy podcast. It's, like, a political podcast, kind of. Like, a political interview. Like, I obviously listen to, like, WTF with Mark Maron and Joe Rogan, but, like, it's more of, like, an interview political podcast.
Than, yeah, like, a and comedy. You respect those people, and Mark rakes it in.
Yeah, but he can, like, do... He can do stand-up, and I...
You're doing sit-down right now.
I don't know. I don't know.
You smiled.
I'm smiling, for sure.
You smiled.
But, yeah, I did. But... Because it's flattering, but I just don't, I don't know. I just,
but more than flattering, just have you ever thought that there could be a big city future for you?
I don't know.
Hampton, do you know what a momager is?
A momager?
A momager.
Is that like a manger?
No.
Oh.
That's a cradle.
Oh.
A momager is part mom, part manager. And I'm offering to be both.
But... I don't.
Just think about it for a second. Okay. What do you love about podcasting?
I love connecting with people. I love sharing with people. I love getting stories from people and turning them into media or content that can affect lives that, and touch lives.
And
that,
what? Sorry. And what at Georgetown is going to help you do that?
Well, you know, I mean, there's like, you know.
The student loans.
Yeah. I
mean, the system of registering for classes that takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
We know
the $500 textbooks.
Okay, but I'd be like learning. I'd be learning about, you know, the
work. You don't need to learn anything, Hampton.
Huh?
Like you said, what were your three words?
I said.
You are.
I said powerful.
Powerful.
I said I am influential.
Influential.
And I said bold.
Bold.
Hmm.
Powerful.
Influential.
Bold.
Okay, so.
Does that sound like a college student or does that sound like a star? Talk to me. Hey, talk to me.
Okay, well, okay, let's talk.
Yeah, talk to me.
Okay, let's talk, Mr.
All right,
Virginia.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk.
Let's talk turkey, all right.
Yes, let's talk some turkey.
Yeah.
See, you're a natural,
yeah,
you kid.
See that in the, yeah. You see that in the hashtags?
No. That's hashtag representation, hashtag booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, different hashtags for that.
Okay, well, maybe I actually don't understand
hashtags. But now you're speaking my language.
So what you're saying is that, I mean... Look, I'm comfortable with this being a school pod. It's been a school pod. I think that school is powerful.
There's a lot in the school pod market, yeah.
And I do think it can have influence everyone, for sure. The reason
you're an influencer, 1,000%.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Next.
So, we can't bring this specific project to a different city or to a different school. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, it's so located here. But, I mean, what else? Like, I could go into different schools. I can go to different schools and talk to
yeah.
People from that school.
Yeah.
And even make an even.
Yeah.
I can start podcasts in different schools.
Okay. Yeah.
And then find the people who can be the host of those podcasts.
Yes.
And it's like Hampton High's the umbrella podcast.
Yeah. Umbrella.
Multiple schools.
Yes.
With different hosts.
Come on.
That pay me.
And then you are going to reconcile with your brother David.
That's a different thing right now. That's a different thing right now, Mr. Juni. Like, I sure want to do that, but like, are we talking about podcasts or are we talking about my family?
We're talking about everything.
Okay.
We're talking about everything.
We're talking about everything, for sure. I could start an empire.
We. I'm scared. Something in my throat. We can start an empire.
Coolest freshman? Who do you think is the coolest freshman? Well, I'm a junior, but Mr. Junior's pointing at me.
I was talking about the freshman that looks like you. what's his name? Skylar Tott.
Yeah.
Skylar Tott.
He looks just like
Skylar. I was like, that one looks just like you.
Yeah.
That's what that point meant. Stop it. Do not. I'm very good at my job.
No, you are. I know.
At college counseling and momaging.
Yes, you are.
I'm the best momager since the one.
The one.
Who's the one?
Well, I just learned this word, so I don't know who the...
Bruce Jenner.
Oh.
Yeah. She's the momager. That's the mold. Yeah, when you think momager, think Chris.
I know.
98% admissions rate, and that's just my night job. My day job, sorry. Yeah, I'm here in the day, and then I'm agenting at night.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I have an amazing roster.
Let's talk.
Logan Paul.
What?
I have Milo Yiannopoulos. I have Tommy. I have Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Laren. Yeah. Tommy, I have Tommy. I have the lady who called the cops on that group of black people doing the barbecue in California.
Yeah,
she's booking dates. She's going to be at Caroline's next week.
Yeah,
she has a whole act, yeah.
These are assholes.
Yeah.
I'm a good boy.
I know. And so that's what don't think that, you know, I have a vision for you.
Okay.
More than that, you have a vision for yourself.
Okay.
Which is like, you're a go-getter, you're a self-starter, you don't need college. You have this pod, you have this platform. My job as momager / college counselor is to inspire you and to direct you and make sure that you have a 98% admissions rate into your successful life. And also that you reconcile with your estranged brother. My priorities are mixed.
Yeah.
I have a lot of free time.
For sure. I'm going to think about this stuff. You've given me a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll talk about some of this off the pod.
Okay. We'll go to email?
We will for sure email about
that. Let's start an email thread.
Okay. Everyone, thank you to Mr. Junie for being on. This has been incredible.
Oh my God. Thanks so much for having
me. You were such a good guest.
A dream.
I feel insane.
If anyone has any questions out there, feel free to stop by my office. And if you also want any sort of entertainment advice, I do take an exorbitant rate of 20% from every client.
That's fair, everyone.
That's fair. And I just, yeah. I'll say it three times.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hampton.
That was really, I mean, that's... So you're serious about this?
Yeah.
Okay, but like,
just talk to me.
I'll be upfront. Like, that's scary. That's a scary move, you know. Like, and like, do I want that status? Do I want that power? Do I think Hampton High could be an umbrella organization for a bunch of like other schools?
I think it already is. I think it already is. Go online and look.
Okay.
There's already one at Landon.
There's one at wait.
Yeah, there's a Landon High offshoot podcast.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, and there's one at Madeira too. It's spreading through all the private schools. You are already inspiring this.
Landon has one. What the fuck, Landon?
Landon has one.
They haven't talked to me about that though.
No, they're just using the whole model. You know, it's like a meme now. You're like a meme, dude. You don't ask permission for a meme. You just
Landon
take
has one?
Yes. So what I'm saying is that we go to a podcast network, I have people at Forever Dog we can talk to.
Okay.
They have a lot of great stuff. They're a podcaster on the Time 100. I have people there. We can get you on the global platform.
I have a backlog too, so they could like start, like they could just start from the beginning.
Yeah. We'll literally just use the episodes that we already shot. That we put in the can.
Mr. Junie,
we'll put the episodes that we put in the can.
For sure.
Onto that platform.
For sure.
Reach.
Here's what I'm saying. It is we.
It is we.
All right.
Wait, dude. Dude.
Hey, man, you play lacrosse.
Dude. No, bro. Stop it, bro.
Play lacrosse.
Are we?
Handshake.
All right. I'm your mom.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.